Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 16th of May. Yesterday's US consumer price inflation data had fewer peculiarities. Rents in Detroit did not leap up 4% in a single month like they did in March. With fewer peculiarities, the inflation data came in broadly as expected on the headlines. The details show disinflation pressures continue. Almost every single sector of the US economy is now experiencing outright deflation in some part of the United States. Putting it another way, it doesn't matter what business you're in, if you're selling across the United States, you will have to be cutting prices somewhere. For the benefit of non-economists, like the chair of the Federal Reserve, this is in no way consistent with the idea of sticky price inflation. The middle-income consumer continues to have lower inflation than the headline suggests because so much of the overall consumer price inflation calculation is the fictitious owner's equivalent rent. If you do not own your own home, the strains of inflation are pretty tough. But for homeowners, real incomes are giving good spending power. The process of structural change was in evidence in the US retail sales data released yesterday. First, the shift to spending on having fun is still generally in evidence. Durable goods sales have been falling overall, although some of that will be a price effect as deflation is firmly entrenched in this sector. Spending on restaurants and clothing associated with having fun were more robust. But also the rise of online retail sales was in evidence in the numbers. This matters quite a lot for areas of the economy. It affects efficiency and productivity. Online retail sales are generally more productive. It changes real estate use, changes transport use, and it potentially increases consumers' leisure time. Japanese GDP in the first quarter was not too positive a picture. Growth fell by more than expected, and the data for the end of last year was revised lower. Japanese consumers were a noticeable area of disappointment within the numbers, and real income growth has not been great. There is some mitigation in that the whole concept of GDP is not a great measure of living standards for any country with a declining overall population. Japan also has some potential for growth as an exporter of fun, given the recent strength of its tourism sector. Nonetheless, this was a generally disappointing data set. Ahead lie a frankly indecent number of European Central Bank speakers. Markets are not likely to react, having June firmly in mind for the first ECB rate cut. There's also a bit more data out of the States. Initial jobless claims might be something of a focus. Import and export prices are less likely to be a focus, although with President Biden putting in place new consumer taxes, whether exporters to the US seek to compensate for that by squeezing their profit margins will be a consideration for future data releases. President Trump's trade taxes suggest that most of the burden of these measures falls on US companies and consumers, however. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.